Blog Talk Radio.
For I can cover you. For it out. For we are under no fear. For it out. Rain on the people. Oh, rain on the
thank you. Praise In such a special way. Thank you for keeping our loved ones. We thank you, God, for your blood. Hey, Father, we thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God, that the enemy did have a wreak havoc over our lives that he would have thought to do. But, Father, we thank you for your peace and power. We thank you for your peace and power in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we assemble here. We ask you to forgive us, oh, God. Father, forgive us of all sin. Forgive us of all God's iniquity. We ask you to forgive us now. Pardon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will sanctify us. We're asking, oh God, that you will purify us. God told us, oh God, to give you praise on the day. We come to bring sacrifices of praise unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, call our praise to be pleasing. Call our praise to be acceptable. Call our praise to come before you with a sweet-smelling savor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give us clean hands. Give us a pure heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we lift our hands and we lift our hearts unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your guidance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come on a day. Oh God, some come for direction, some come for healing, some come for restoration. Oh God, but you're out of Shaddai. Oh God, you're able. Oh God, to be all things unto your people. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, have your way. Have your way today. In the name of Jesus, do what the will, Lord. Do what the will. In the name of Jesus, move upon your people. In the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Move in salvation. Move in deliverance. In the name of Jesus, oh God, have your way. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, reach our life. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
your word. Your imperfect word, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. For what you're going to do in this hour, which is already established in the earth, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In that precious name, Jesus, we're asking you now to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, we pray. In that precious name, Jesus. And for this, we will give you glory. We will give you praise. In Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We come to glorify the Lord. We come to glorify the Lord. We come to glorify the name of the Lord. We come to glorify the Lord. Come let us glorify.
Which be disobedient,
the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner.
Uh-huh. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Verse 9 together.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light.
Glory to God. Is that you are tonight?
Hallelujah.
That you are tonight, glory to God, a chosen generation, glory be to God, a royal priesthood,
hallelujah,
glory to God, and he has set his love upon us on tonight. Come on and clap your hands, glory to God, come on and clap your hands tonight, glory to God, come on and clap your hands on tonight, clap them real good, hallelujah, clap them. Glory to God, tell them real good.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, tell them like you know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not just because I say talk about it, but because you know there are things that are happening. Amen. When you tap your hands. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I feel like praising him. Talking about the Lord God Almighty, I hear. Like praising him. Yes, I do. Come on, people. Get together. Come on, people. Let's get together. Come on, people. Let's get together. Tell me what you're going to do. Put the devil on the run. Tell me what you're going to do. I had a house in Atlanta, Georgia. I got a loan to pick it up and sold the house, and they wrote me a check of $30,000. Wow. And so I had a loan broker, and the loan broker said he had his house in Jacksonville, Florida. It was going to be a four-bedroom, three-bath house with a swimming pool, big old screen, back porch for $125,000. And so and he kept promising me this house, and I kept trying to back out the deal. And I gave him like three or four chances to, release me from it. He kept saying, no more, I got this. So 5 months later, he finally said, I'm going to buy the house myself. Now, I knew the Lord had been telling me this wasn't going to happen. I knew that. But in the meanwhile, unfortunately, like an idiot, I done spent the whole $30,000. I didn't have no house. I had no money. But I didn't go off on the man. I didn't, turn my back on him. I didn't cuss him out or whatever. I had like nothing happened. I kept on smiling, kept on being nice, kept on doing some work for him. So then one day he called me and said, there's a house in Macon. You should go look at it. And I said, okay. Make a long story short, I bought this house here in Macon. I didn't have to pay no appraisal. I had to pay no down payment. I had to pay no closing costs. Then when I bought the house, he called me and said, listen, I want you to come to Powder Springs and live in my house and work on my house in Powder Springs. I said, okay. I couldn't tell him no because he got me the house here in Macon. So I went to work for the house. I went to Powder Springs, lived in the house in Powder Springs for 6 months. Now, I didn't know the loan I got on this house was a six-month loan. So I done spent 6 months in Powder Springs before I found out the loan I had on this house was a six-month loan. So when I found out, now I was a little bit concerned. I'm like, well, why you going to have to go to Powder Springs knowing I have a short loan, the house here is a six-month. Anyhow, make a long story short, I hadn't paid but one house note on this house almost a year and a half. He's been paying all the house notes. And when the loan even ran out, he didn't have to come out of his pocket to help get the house finished. God has blessed me. I didn't take almost another one payment on this house and hold almost a year and a half. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know God is a good God? Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else want to testify of the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. Now, the Lord has brought us out. Amen. He has brought us through a pandemic. Glory to God. I know there are some testimonies in the house on tonight. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and clap those hands. Hallelujah. Oh, he counted as worthy, people of God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you glad on tonight? Aren't you glad on tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And at this time, glory to God, we're going to call for a greeting. Glory to God, none other than Evangelist Gloria Moore. Amen. God bless
you. I'm about to give the Lord a praise up in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Just like you who are saved. You didn't come in here to get him. He's already in there. Look, just wave that little finger. Let the devil see it. Say, the Lord is in this house. And I've come to worship him. How many of you come to worship God? Just to give him the praise. Just to tell him thank you that you're still here. And you're here by the power of God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, you're not here by accident. You're here because God brought you here. Appreciate God for my leaders.
Yes.
I've seen you, Dr. Huggins, my prelay. It's a 10-18. God so much. I don't want to get too much in the accolade, but I want to tell you something. I thank God, amen, for Pastor Hill, Bishop Hill. I appreciate God for you. Amen. I'm learning his spirit, and you have been striving, pressing. I've seen God for certain things. And God says, before I preach tonight, I'm going to tell you that God is about, when I leave this place, you count the days, but God is about, get up, son, get up. God is about to turn things around in your favor. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't care who you was. I don't care what you was. Right now, there's a unity. The Bible said two, not just, you know, one or, he didn't say one. He said it, two or three. Oh, man, just touch something. In his name, he'll be there to bless. God is here to bless. Thank God for Pastor. Sorry, let me tell you something. Your presence means so much to us. Last night I noticed you had to do God's will. You had to be where you had to be. Hallelujah, because God gave you a mandate. But I want to tell you something you will miss, and I'm glad to be here tonight. I appreciate you, man of God. Hallelujah, somebody. And woman of God, church lady, we appreciate you. Hallelujah, somebody. We ask God to just have his way in the move by his spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you would have felt good tonight. Because of his presence, I thank God for all of you,
amen.
Mr. Price and Evangelist, down there trying to shout you all the way from Alabama. Bless God for you. But I'm telling you something, your days are going to be better. I said your days are going to be better. I decree it. I stepped in. I feel the Spirit of God stepping into your body and bringing healing in the blood issue. That blood issue, he's changing that blood. Hallelujah, somebody. I snatch it out in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I bind the will of the enemy, but I snatch him out. Hallelujah, somebody. He got to come out. Your life going to be different because you got too much to do for God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to get the minister just in a little bit, but I feel God stretching up in me. I feel God is about to do a different and a new thing. How many know? How many are ready for God to do a new thing? I told the devil, I said, you've been going through this a little bit too long. We were struggling too long, but God is sending help that we can get together, and we're going to show each other how we can help each other. Hallelujah, somebody. There ain't no big and there ain't no little us. We are all equal in the sight of God. Somebody ought to give him a praise. Somebody ought to magnify his name for the dead. The Lord is our strength. I feel like leaping. Hallelujah, somebody. I had the spirit to leap for joy. Hallelujah. leap of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I said I feel a leap of the Holy Ghost. Leap for your miracle. Lead by faith. You'll see the
because you have sacrificed and came out here and done what you've done.
thank God so much for Queen Marvel. Raise your hand.
Amen. Give God a praise. Amen.
November coming will be 2043.
Hallelujah.
You know, I remember that prayer. I know she said, now what he's talking about.
43 years
with me. November coming.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody in the world could have put him with me because I'm a real stone. I appreciate women. I love women. And I don't ask her to walk behind my back. I ask her to walk by my side. But she walked by there in the spirit of meekness.
Yes.
That's what God wants. But God has some powerful women of God, hallelujah, that shouldn't be behind. They should be at your side. Hello. And she's a powerful preacher too. If I hadn't go to camp meeting, we'd be here another 14 days. But we'll be back. Because God is breaking the surface for ministry. And we didn't come to get pastors to join us. We come to get pastors with us. Oh, there's some people come on, you know, they come and try to, we come and trying to get you to work with us. Tell you something, you don't have to join our ministry to be a part of me. If you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and you truly are saved, I want to work with you. And when you step in this house, I'm going to know you. Even if you're not where you ought to be, God will bring you where you are. Where you ought to be, he'll bring you there. All right, y'all sit down. Let me talk a little bit, and we're going to get out of here. Amen. I'll leave that right there. All right. But I was looking in it today, man. I tell you, when you get to talking about God, people of God, it is like a buffet table.
Yeah, it is.
And when he presented before you, you got to know his choice.
Uh-huh.
And I heard him tell me something simple.
Uh-huh.
He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Can I? It's hard for me to talk about the shadow, and sometimes things that I talk about sometimes might not be refreshing or might not be. It might be a little strange sometimes, amen. But I know that because you know the scriptures, there are people who can follow. And how many know sometimes God gives you a little different from another person don't mean that you're better.
Uh-huh.
Some people think because they can articulate things and because they know how to do stuff that they are better. We're here to let everybody know we ain't better. Hallelujah, somebody. All the fingers are not long alike. It means that God made them differently. And look at somebody next to you and say, I am unique. It means that God made everybody unique. There's a uniqueness about them. That they are different. You understand? Hallelujah, somebody. But we all are his children. We all his sons and daughters. Amen. So because of that, we give him praise and we magnify his name. We thank God for all of you good-looking people over there. Give yourself a hand clap for being here. Amen. Glad to see you. Glad to see every one of you. And you know, there's so much things I'm often say thank God for my God sister. I mean, you lead them services. God is with you. Mm-hmm. He's there right there with her. Mm-hmm. I feel this move of God. He that dwells in the secret place, that's Psalms 91, shall abide under the shadow. Let's go. All right, man. Can I skip a little bit? Let's go to Hebrew. I think. What is this Hebrew word? Hebrew 8:5. The first night I get it here, and I think I give brother to say something, and then the next night to say something, and then you get up and you talk about the tabernacle. Yeah. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm going to talk a little bit about the shadow, which will include some of those things, and then we will try to end it. I don't want to hold you too long. How many of you there? How many got your sword? Just raise it. Raise your sword so the devil can see it. Come on. Let him know you're ready to fight. Anybody that got it, whether you got the phone or you got whatever you got, just raise it and let the devil know you're ready to fight. This your sword. I think to make sense of it, probably have to read further, but I'm going to start right from the fifth word. Who serves unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. When I think about the shadow, yes. Have you ever seen a shadow without the real thing close by? Don't care how dark it is, and then you can't even see no shadow unless there's a light. You see? So, the things that he set was like what? An example. You see that?
Yeah.
I love that so much. I'm going to get into it in a minute. The next thing I want to do to you is 9:23. It says, it was therefore necessary that the pattern of all things in heaven should be purified with these. But the heavenly things, y'all there? Themselves with a Christ. Has entered in. Y'all read it? Come on, help me. Go ahead. I don't want to do this alone. Do you mind? Just help me. Go on a little bit. What is that?
In the Holy Place,
in the Holy Place, which are the figures of the truth. In other words, there are things that in the shadow. I remember, I'm going to say this before I get into this a little bit. Now, I remember, I want to say this. Stand up Johnson stand up there. That's my baby. He don't like me to say that. That's my man. My big man, me and Sister Mortimer. Big man, that's the last one. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
He's most of the reason for all the things you see around here. I don't know how he do it, but he do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody. That man, he stay home and make more money than when I had business. God is with him. You hear me? Right here, we have the shadow and we have a pattern. Y'all ever know anything about a pattern? I mean, anybody who sews, there they go and get a pattern of a suit or a pattern of a dress or something. They just follow the pattern. If you follow the pattern, it's going to come out just like the pattern. God gave Moses a pattern of the things that he wanted to fulfill in us.
Yes.
Yes. Come on. God. So when we look at the pattern, I said I was going to say this before I start.
Uh-huh.
David messed up. David killed, shed blood. He was accessory to the fact, but God held him responsible. Mm-hmm. See?
Yes, sir.
But the prophet says there's someone messing up. Somebody is straight in your town, King. They went to this poor man who had one little lamb. Now, the man had thousands of lambs, but he took away that one lamb from that man and gave it to the stranger. David got mad. He says, man, I'm going to tell you, that man going to die today.
Wait a minute.
The prophet knew the power of the king. And if you can follow me in the spirit, what he did when he told him that story and what he said, he turned his back and began to walk out the door, and he says, David, thou art the man. When the truth hit him, he got down.
Yes.
And his heart decided to say the 51st time, Lord, have mercy upon me. According to just your tender mercy. Now, I can see why when David got in trouble, he told Lord, he said, who you want me to just, you know, leave you to the man, or you want me to, you, in my hand, David said, I'd rather be with you because your mercy. I don't know about you. I mean, let me tell you something. If anywhere I want to be where the mercies of God is. And I want to tell you, I feel the mercies of God for some of us in here, but we have come through some stuff, hallelujah, that we were forced to do, but God has brought us to. And God says, you can't be thinking about the past, because there's a pattern of what God has done. For those who have been spread away, God has set a pattern.
Hallelujah.
Bring them. But David took off his king robe. And if you can follow this, because of him being the king, if you understand the scripture and you go through it all and you understand it, I'm just giving you a hint. The Bible says that he had made us kings and priests. See? But because of him being a king, he had that priest.
Yeah.
you see in this. got down there and he went to the first whale. And he came in. And because of the priest that he was, he came into the holiest of holies. And he didn't go as to minister there. He laid in the front and got the shadow of the cherubim, the shadow of the presence of God where he sits. He gets down there, and that's where that Psalm 51 came in. You can read that, and you can understand it. Hallelujah, somebody. Right there, God forgives. I'm saying, I don't care what you've done. God has a pattern from way back and tell you that today, if thou will just... if thou will repent, says the Lord. Hallelujah. He has a pattern of releasing. Hallelujah. Mercy. Grace. Peace. I wish somebody could hear me tonight. Because God told me that there are some folks in here, you know what, they beat themselves over their power. Yeah, right. Let me tell you something. I told the devil, I said, my power. Hallelujah. God threw it in a sea of forgetfulness. If somebody else want to tell me of my past, I'm not talking about the devil. If somebody else want to tell me of my past, I tell them about their future. Oh, yeah. You hear what I'm saying? But the devil knows his future. The devil already got his judgment already given to him. He knows where he is. But if somebody would remind you of our past, you tell them about your future. You tell them about it. You tell them where you're headed. You tell them that the hope of glory. That which is in me is a hope of glory. And I'm right here waiting on the change. Because when he comes, glory to God, this body's going to be what? Change and food. The shadow. I'm going to tell you something. That's what Moses did when he wanted to see God's face. He went and hide behind the rock. And he saw his hind part. He saw the shadow. If the shadow can heal, if the shadow can deliver, if the shadow can set free, tell me how much more can Jesus do? They say, if the priest himself which offers sacrifice every year, and they got to keep coming back. But when they offer it, their sins were forgiven. Because sacrifices of sin, sacrifices of peace, some people, you know, have some personal situation, God just take care of it. But they're all done with a sacrifice. How many of you willing to make a sacrifice for Jesus? He made it for you. And he made it. He done it for you. I told somebody, he died for you. Why not die for him? I told somebody, I'll die for him. I'll go to jail for him. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, somebody say, well, if God send you and pay you to preach and you go to jail, man, that ain't God. Yeah, them fellas been to jail. Hallelujah, somebody. Some people get their life been taken away for it. But the shadow, the things in the shadow has become the reality of things today. Come on. The candlestick that was in the shadow. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He turned around and says, you are. Turn around and tell the disciples, you are the light of the world. Now listen here, you go, don't put it under a bushel. Just take it off. Let the world see. Let the world see. Let the world understand that the light of the world has been here. That the light Moses built the tabernacle. And he put all those things in it. The candlestick. The table of shewbread. The Ark of the Covenant. I always like to talk about the Ark of the Covenant anyway. I said that stuff was in the shadow. His promises was right there. He promised it. He had a covenant with us that he has not yet broken. Hallelujah, somebody. The only thing he did, I mean, is done exactly what he said. So we bought it out. And we saw the shadow. I look at it and I say, God, in the shadow, I can feel it. I mean, Peter made an example of it. The Bible says he just talked by the folks, man, and then shadowed these folks. Hallelujah, glory to God. You better understand when you're dealing with God, the shadow is important. The Old Testament is important for the New Testament. Come on. Christ drew it, but he said, the 14th verse of the 10th chapter, I'm just skipping. But, I mean, it'll be kind of shit. Off if I didn't just go to the third verse before I get to that. So if you want to follow me there, it says, but in those what? Sacrifice, there is what? A remembrance made of what? Sin. So every year they have to be. We're going somewhere in a little bit. You understand? But every year they have to do it. You ever been in a situation and you'll be honest with yourself, there are things that you pray to God for and say, God, if you take it away, Lord Jesus, this habit, this situation, I mean, it's always there. I keep going back to it and keep going back to it. Lord, if you just deliver me this time, God, I ain't going to do it no more. And then you get to a situation and it happened again. And then it happened again. And every time you're saying the same thing over. And God says to me tonight, he says, these are the people I want you to go to tell them that I care for you. I don't want to come to those who already got it. But those who don't have it. Hallelujah. Those who in the struggle with me. The struggle in the flesh. I want to tell you something. God is here to help you. God, the shadow, if you can get under the shadow, you can crucify the flesh.
Come on.
Oh, that's. Tell somebody, I'm ready to make that. He says, if you want to do that, you got to deny yourself. Take up a cross and follow. Deny oneself. Deny you the way you feel. Deny the things that you want. Even when you're fasting, if you really want to fast, you got to deny hunger. Come on, so anything you do for Jesus, you got to deny oneself to please God. Hallelujah. And when you deny yourself, you find what you can breathe.
Yes,
hallelujah, somebody.
Right.
But flesh and blood cannot work. Can't do it. So if it's possible that all them books way back there could have saved, Jesus wouldn't have come. See? But when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not. But tell somebody, a body. not being prepared. And the Lord told me, he says, glory to God, the body of Jesus had been prepared to die for us.
Yeah.
And brothers, let me tell you something. We have been prepared,
yeah,
and I know it's crazy, to die for him. If he done it for you, can do it. Paul says, not only, man, you talking, but if I go down there, I'm going to be bound. He says, I'm not just ready to be bound. I'm ready to die. How many of you are ready to die for Jesus Christ? Tell the truth, somebody. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. You got to be able to do it. Deny and make that sacrifice. When they say, you, man, you shouldn't be doing all that, I tell them, I say, I just ain't doing enough. You see? You see that? A body. So prepare your body to go through some stuff. I mean, some of us have been through stuff. He got testimony. I mean, the doctor told me that you got a disease that cannot be cured. Then I knew right then the doctor couldn't help me. My help comes from the Lord. Come on, somebody. You better get to a point where you better believe God. You push in a corner where you believe God. Hallelujah, somebody. And let me know, let me tell you right now, I don't care what the devil says, I'm free. I'm healed. I'm like Jeremiah. Glory to God.
Lord Jesus. Come on.
Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved. Every morning I get up. If you have a sickness in your body, you get up every morning and speak to it. Because you have the power of life in your mouth. I told them sickness is in the shadow because God has come with the real thing to heal you. Get a healing in the house. The atmosphere. Hallelujah has come for healing. So what the law could not do, God came now to just do something. And burnt offering and stuff, he said, ain't got no kind of pleasure. I love that piece. Y'all want to go with me just a few more? We get a few more scriptures, and then we can talk just a little bit more, right? I want to skip. I'm not just talking about the 14th verse of the 10th chapter. Y'all there? For by one offering, he had perfected. He had perfected forever them that are sanctified. I got a question. I had a question when I was on my bed. I said, I'm about to ask you. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, glory to God. I just feel sanctified tonight. How many of you feel sanctified? And I told somebody, that says, I'm sanctified. So God has perfected. That's a faith word. Hallelujah, somebody. So then if you understand that you're perfected, that are sanctified, that makes it good right there, boy. That makes it so good. I told the devil, I says, okay, you must say that you have high blood pressure. But you're gonna speak those things that are not as though they were and get it out of here. He says, man, if you can just believe, he says, man, you can just speak to the mountains and he'll just go. He said, if when you pray, you just got to believe that you have received and you can have that which you asked for. Am I here? So if we get to the point where we understand that, deliverance will come.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
I said deliverance will come, but you got to be strong,
yes.
Persistent. Tell somebody you got to be persistent in what you want from him, and you got to believe that and let the devil know that you believe it. I don't care how worse this gets. God can bring you out. I told the devil that if it ain't my time, I'm not going nowhere. Hallelujah, somebody. And I don't believe it's my time right now because I got a little bit of work to do. He wouldn't give me a check like this. He wouldn't give me the things that I have and tell me to go preach the gospel. So I'm going to preach it. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to preach it to who want to hear it. I'm going to preach it to who don't want to hear it. I want to preach it in season and out of season, and I'm going to tell you that the shadow. Is a secret place.
Yes.
The shadow of Jesus is a secret place. That's somebody get in the shadow.
Yes. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
Move in the shadow. Stay in the shadow. Dwell in the secret of that secret part of God. See? There are people who don't understand that I'm still right here talking about this shadow stuff. Because the shadow of Jesus puts us to that light, to that real thing. Religion is something that so many of us live. I remember a time of my life. I was saved a long time, so I remember the time of my life when I was just religious because I believed things according to that. I was just religious. Hallelujah, somebody. Yes, saved, but religious. Hallelujah, somebody. He got nothing of it. But you better get to a point where there is pure religion. Pure religion. Pure religion is having a power of God in you to condemn that which try to condemn you. I tell somebody, thank God for Jesus who condemns sin so that the righteousness of God can be in me. You see what I'm saying? The thing about it is when you hear it one way and you hear it the other way, you don't understand it. And I chuckled once, if I know. But I love the shadow. I was dealing in a shadow. The shadow is, I call it mediocre, normal. You know, it's a normal place. But the Bible said there are some things that you can come through fasting and praying that you can bring your whole body through. I actually feel a movement of God. You hear me saying? Of myself into a different realm.
Yes.
I remember when people could have hurt my feelings.
Uh-huh.
Bad.
Yes.
And they do hurt my feeling now for about 2 seconds. And hallelujah, and I rebuke that spirit and walk away. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. For the job of the Lord is my what? Strength. The job of the Lord is my hope. The job of the Lord is with me, and because of that, I have the victory. I can abide in that secret place of the Most High. I'll stay right there, and I'll cry, and I'll cry till he delivers. The secret place is in prayer. The secret place is in fasting. And he will hide you in his provision. He'll keep you right there, right there, right there, right there. And you know something? The devil can get, but he can't get that close to God. Hallelujah, somebody. The devil can get where he can even talk to God, but he cannot get that close to God. Not in that secret place. That secret place is where the enemy cannot find. That's why he had a hand on many of us until we get it right. Thank God for those who did it right, who have already standing on that solid rock.
Yeah, this ain't no, this ain't no tonight message of the torch. You know the topic. What did he preach about?
But he has came and offered this stuff and perfect those that are sanctified. And a lot of people take it literally because they say, well, it doesn't matter who I am. The way of God is them sanctified, so that's what I am. No, brother, you got to, that's a process of growth. You don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. It means that you got to go through something. I told somebody the other day, I said, he was talking about something. I said, well, you didn't go through something yesterday. You just started. And a few years later, they called me back and said, you told me. I thought I was there. I say, no, the important is you got to equip yourself. Dress yourself in the whole armor of God. You got to take up your sword like I told y'all to do. And every time the devil comes, you just got to do it like Jesus. You just raise the devil up. When the devil came to him and tell him, you hungry? If you're hungry, man, and you're the son of God, just command this stone to lay bread. Jesus take his fellow and slap inside the head and says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the word of God. Tell about every word. Not just a half of it, but every word. You better be ready for it. Now, brethren, I want to read from that John 15 verse. Y'all read me some. I'm going to read. Yeah. Therefore, the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For I said that he had said, this is the covenant that I had made with them after those days, said the Lord, that I will put my laws in their heart and in their mind, and I will write them there. Did you hear that? The right thing, even though we know that the word is not even in our mouth, but then the word that's in your mouth got to get into your heart. Hallelujah. You understand? Hallelujah, somebody. You ever seen somebody? And if you've been saved, you've probably been through this area. That you know you're saved, and you're coming down the road, and somebody just gets you mad, maybe cross by you, say something, and you just, you just cuss them out, you shouldn't have done it. Then you got to repent.
Yeah.
Not that you're saved, it's just in you to it. Let somebody tell you. People ain't going to tell you the truth, but I will. Hallelujah, somebody. It's important that the word that is not the word that you confess, the word that you say, get into your heart. If you get in your heart and your mind, brothers, let me tell you one thing. Your thoughts going to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. So your body going to be brought under subjection to the will of God. And your body then will work. Serve God. I told him, I said, even though you're in the world, you will serve God. Hallelujah. There are things that happen to me right now. I just reckon them not to be there. Yeah, I feel some stuff. Yeah, I see stuff. You understand? But every time I see it, hallelujah, I crucify myself to the devil of your life. I bind the will of the enemy. I bring his works to naught because I'm standing up for Jesus with everything I got. I'm fighting them, fighting them, fighting. And I'm not going to give up. Tell somebody I'm not going to fight up. I'm going to stay in that. Yes, sir. I'm going to stay in the shadow till I get translated into the kingdom of God. And I'm not talking about going to heaven right now. I'm not talking about going where he is. Hallelujah, somebody. What I'm talking about is the kingdom
More than that, huh? But what happens? Pentecost is tonight. I wish somebody get a hold of that. There's a translation of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and what? Drink. It's joy and righteousness. All them kind of good things in the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. You don't even need music to preach. Honey, you don't need music to sing. There's an anointing in you. There's a power in you. There's a word in you that will come forth. Thy kingdom come. Boy, that day it came like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the place. The kingdom of God was here, and still we were living in the shadow. But God says it's time that we come from the church age into the kingdom age. Somebody ought to run to it. I said run to it. It's getting late. Getting late, brothers and sisters. Now is the time. Now is the acceptable time of the Lord. Hurry, for the kingdom has come. Hallelujah. And I heard the Lord say, hallelujah, he said, say the maker. And to all of you that are surround you, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Somebody ought to receive it. Receive it, I say. Receive it and live. Receive it and survive. Receive it and come out of your bondage. Receive it, I say. It's a receiving now. The portal is open. I said the portal is open. I can feel the spirit of God saying the portal is open. Come. Come. Come, I say. The spirit and the bride say come. Tomorrow might be too late. Today is the day. And not only that, it is a day to suffice, but it is an acceptable day. You are still here. You're still alive. You still got a chance. Give him your all. I got to read just a little bit more. And I promise I'll get out of here. I got to get just a little further. Give me a little chance. Y'all there? Thank God, this is promise. I mean, that shut up and tell them. Oh Lord, it's only gonna preach here on that evening. Good Lord, look at this. And it just didn't come to you and your children. And even those that are foul. Those that even ain't got here yet. Those that have a mind to come and don't want to come. And those, you understand, all of them, God got it preached to them. Might preach a straight one before I go from here, but I'm gonna get this piece in. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. You see there? That 16 voice, I'm gonna go to the 17. Yeah. And their sins and what? The things of the past, he said, I don't remember no more. Now, I want you to help me read that 18 words, because this is kind of good for me. Help me there, y'all. Now, listen, I probably preached right there for an hour or two, but nonstop. But I just gonna give you about one word, and that is, I want you to look at somebody next to you, and tell them, say, I am in remission. Sin has no dominion over me, you understand, anymore. Why? Because I'm in remission. You remember people who got cancer go back to the doctor and they say, what? You're in remission. I tell somebody, glory to God, I'm covered by the blood.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody, I'm covered by the blood.
See,
when Jesus looked, oh my God, he got a red on. This got a red, that's another sister got a red on. Few of them got a red on tonight. It represents that you are covered by the blood. So when Jesus looked down, he sees his blood. Or let me tell you this, when the Father looked down, he sees Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? But when he looked down, instead of seeing you and seeing your sin, he sees the blood. And he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at somebody next to you and say, the blood still works. The blood still flows. The blood still have life in it. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. Look at somebody again. Say the blood. The blood, the blood. The blood, the blood. Never, never lose its power. Come on, give God a praise. Give him a praise for the blood. Give him a praise for the covenant. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the blood, brother, we would have been consumed because of our sin. But thank God for the shedding of blood. Yeah, right now remaining. Hallelujah. There remaining strength. In weakness, hope for the lost. I'm in remission to that. The devil want to blame me for stuff. Try to bring up my time. Try to bring up your time. But we are covered by the blood. There's a body I'm covered. God got you covered. God got you covered. My God, you are covered. If I could have been right here, I would have seen here is a fountain filled with blood. Drawn from Emmanuel's way. And the sinner touch beneath that blood. Lose all their guilt and stain. If you want to lose all your guilt, lose all your stain, keep under the blood. Tell somebody to say, keep under the blood. Out of the shadow, into the kingdom. Come on, protected by the blood. Somebody on the side of their feet, give God a praise. Worship God. Worship him for your protection. Yes. Somebody was coming from work just this evening and got an accident down in Granite County and got killed. Left from work to come home. Did not know that they left home for the mind to return, but didn't get back. A lady of three kids commit suicide just yesterday. Y'all listen, I mean, to the news. Left the three young kids, and she's gone. The spirit of death walks upon the face of the earth. Death is there, and we're not trying to scare anybody. But I'm telling you, it's late in the evening, and the sun is going down. I want to pray. If there's anybody in here first that want to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and you don't have them, you don't even have to move your seats. All I need you to do is just raise your hand. And if you're in here and you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you know yourself, because you know yourself better than anybody else in this place. And if you know that you just need prayer to help you to gain strength, I ask you to come. But I want to ask again. I don't want to just pick nobody. I want to ask again. But God says, if you know yourself that you need prayers, come. Now we go. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, it don't hurt. Shame the devil. I need you to work the altar a little bit because we need to know exactly what they are and talk to them and nurture them. This is your day, this is your time. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Yeah. Oh God, give them the answer. Touch their bodies. Heal. I say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, victory, victory, victory.
Gonna be okay. Can you
God with you. I asked God, as I was sitting up there, he told me to just tell you that you shall live and not die, but declare the work of the Lord. He speaks to two people in here. He said that you shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Be healed, I say.
Everything's gonna be alright.
All right.
It's all right now, for I am in
My Father's care is all right now. I'm heaven bound. I just feel that. The Lord told me to sing it to you, sister. And I was walking up here. I was trying to say, I said, Lord, I can't sing. He said, you better sing it tonight. I'm all right now, for I am in my Father's care. I'm all right now. I'm heaven bound. And let me tell you something. Because you're a child of God, God's going to heal you and you're going to live out your day. Now listen, I've been gone a whole lot of places and gone around, and even I usually have people tell me, you just don't do nothing, but I don't do nothing unless I'm led to. You don't need to just do it stuff because you want to do it. But don't play the music. Just the music ain't gonna be good with this one. I, Pastor Curry, how do you pronounce that? Colin. Yeah. I don't usually just ask nobody. I let them to give freely whatever they want to do. But the Lord put in my mind, and he says, I want you to ask. Even if you can't do it tonight, and I'm not asking nobody to do anything forcefully. But he says to me to ask six people to do 91. I was on 91 Psalms, and I said, he said, if you can't do it, he ain't talking to you. But if you can do it, God is talking to you. And if you can't do it now, you might can do it later. You can. There's an envelope that you can come and take out of my hand if you can. But I believe God, that God is going to do something. We have been up here, let me tell you something. It ain't no little thing in setting up a tent around the place. It costs thousands of dollars. You understand? But I am not asking you to pay for it. I'm asking you to help. So while you come for your offering, amen, it's the evening, you can do what the Lord leads you to do. All right? And I want to sing another song that I haven't sung in a long time. Plant a little seed of faith, water it and let it grow. Plant a little seed of faith, water it and let it grow. Faith is the substance of things so full, the evidence of things not seen. Won't you plant a little seed of faith, water it and let it grow. All right, now y'all go and sing if you want. Usher, you can direct them to testimony. Amen.
Water it and let it grow. Plant a little seed of faith. I want to say that you heard from God tonight. And the Holy Ghost spoke to my spirit. And that's why I'm going to be here Friday night. The Lord told me a soul, a seed from my church. Of $100 on tomorrow night. And I know when I hear the Spirit of God. I told my wife, you know, we received a seed off the envelope last night. I went in prayer. And when you pray, you pray. I'm about business for the Lord. And whenever the Holy Ghost tells me to do something, it ain't just only to help this ministry, but also to help me. And you hear me. I want you to know tomorrow night we're coming when I am a local UC last night, and so I speak. But tonight, I'm going to give all. I'm going to give all for every time I call, because I know God is good to me. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Are y'all hearing me? Praise God. Shaking together, run over. For he calls men to give unto your business. You'll be a fool when you're saying your door, you can't be God's gift. No matter how hard you are. You said something earlier today through your message. He said, it is my good pleasure to give you of the kingdom. But I don't mind what the word of God said in Matthew 6:31-33. He said, take no thought what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Oh, how you shall be clothed upon. But he said, seek ye first. Because every part I already know that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness shall be added unto you. I want you to know, even though I'm sitting here, but I know the Lord. And I know the voice of the Lord. He said, my sheep hear it, my voice. A stranger, he will not come. So I'm saying to you tonight, I'm sowing the seed. I got my wife as my witness. I got my son in the middle. We're going to sow a seed on tomorrow, $100, from Faith Tabernacle Christian Church.
Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Kerr. I believe God spoke to him. Because I know he spoke to me. Amen. And if anybody wants to give and you have a wordofjesus.org, you can go there and give. Or $FrankMorton.
The more you give, the more to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true.
Thank you, Pastor. Man of God, what's your name? Come up here if you need to. This is Brother Davis. All right. Nice meeting you. Your presence here has meant a lot. I saw when you come in and walk into the door, I want to tell you that I saw the presence of God with you. And he told me he had protected you all over the years. And he brought you here. He didn't come here by mistake, but because the Lord allows you to come in here to join with us. You understand, to praise his name. Yes. God is going to be a blessing to you in your ministry. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Everybody has given. All right. All right. Father, we thank you for the offering. Bless 30, 60, 100 fold. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh my God.
You calling
him?
Okay.
Come on. He's just giving a praise, magnify his name. Yes. I mean, just wave your hand up here and tell him thank you. Grace is the Lord, and grace is to be praised. Dear God, and a mother of the wilderness.
man of God, let me tell you something. You are not going to be able to get rid of us. You and the guy that never can't get rid of us. And let me tell you something. I don't know what happened to him, but I'm looking for that. So y'all give it to him. And I'm looking for a sign tomorrow night. And I'm believing God that he can be here, whatever it is, it's going to be touched and turned around so that he can be here. Because I know it wasn't designed to be. He said, we try to do it every night, and I know any time you put something like that, the enemy come against us. But we come against the spirit of hindrance. In Jesus' name.
Come on and clap your hands
for the word on tonight.
What a word on tonight. Amen. How many got just what you wanted on tonight?
Lord God, what you wanted from the Lord
on tonight. Amen. We just give God thanks and give God praise. Amen. Jesus, just spread your hand to the poor, the man of God. Praise strength unto him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on and clap your hands again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I certainly see for God every round is really going higher and higher. Amen. Glory to God is doing some mighty things among us. And we can just expect the manifestation. Amen. Manifestation of this word spoken in our lives. We want you to tell somebody. Invite somebody out to come and be with you, people of God, amen. And they say when you find something good, you want someone else to come too and experience it. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. So do invite someone to come out and be with you. Call them up. Come tell them. Amen. Glory to God. Tell somebody in the street, amen, that there's a word being declared on this hill. Amen. That the Lord is with us. Amen. Now tomorrow night, people of God, if you would like to dress with us, the color tomorrow night is black. The color tomorrow night is black. Amen. You don't have to wear black, but if you would like to dress with us, you can. Amen. Just signifying in unity. Amen. But again, most importantly, that we are unified in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would like to dress with us, you can wear your black on tomorrow night. Let us be prayerful, people of God, because God does have some great things in store for Macon, Georgia. Amen. Middle Georgia is the heart of the city, and we're grateful for all that God is doing. Take what you have received. Hold it, people of God. Don't just forget about it. Let us not be forgetful hearers, but let us hold this word in our hearts. Amen. Glory be to God. And if that being all, we ask that you rest on your feet on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Come anticipating something from the Lord on tomorrow night. I also tell people, don't just come just to be coming, but come to get something. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So with uplifted hands, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight again. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your choice anointing. We're thanking you, oh God, for all that you've done in this place. In these vessels, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Father. And as we wait and we're looking, oh God, for the manifestation, we thank you now, for we know it's already done. Now, Father, we're asking you, Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Bring someone in the beauty of holiness. Amen.
I felt.
Thank you. Such a pleasure to thank God for. Praise God.
Yeah, he knows.